SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Sie hören SBS German.
Seit dem vergangenen Wochenende präsentieren 20 internationale KünstlerInnen ihre Arbeiten im Rahmen der 24. Ausgabe der Biennale of Sydney Artists im Chow Chuck Wing Museum. Einer von ihnen ist der Singapurer und Wahlberliner Choi Ka Fai, der seine Videoarbeit Exodus ausstellt. Diese ist Teil seines größeren und weiterlaufenden Projekts Cosmic Wanderer. In seiner Kunst beschäftigt er sich mit dem Einfluss und der Entwicklung des Kolonialismus sowie Tanz- und Transkultur in Asien. Dies weckte das Interesse der Kuratoren der Biennale. Diese waren von der musikalischen Geschichte Indonesiens angetan. Spezifischer die Fusion von traditioneller indonesischer Musik mit Popmusik in Europa, besser bekannt als Indorock. Teil des Cosmic Wanderers Projekt ist auch der Blick auf den sogenannten Foot Dance und dessen Weg in die sozialen Medien, beispielsweise durch TikTok oder YouTube-Videos. Die Idee von Exodus ist, was passieren würde, wenn man Indo-Rock mit dieser Tanztradition verschmelzen würde, sagt Ka Fai.
I started probably the conversation with one of the co-curators in NITI in Berlin, where he was looking at some of the work that I've been making. And he was quite fascinated about a lot of history or musical history within Indonesia. So he was sort of telling me his sort of own research into this genre called Indo-rock music, which started probably like in the 50s or 60s by Indonesian who went and came to Europe, in particular to the Netherlands. And they were sort of playing this sort of fusion mix of music called like a bit rock and roll at that time, the 50s and 60s, but mixing is just like a little bit different and bring a little bit of their own heritage from Indonesia. And he was so fascinated by this, and we were just chatting. And at the same time, the last few years, for part of the Cosmic Wonder project, I've been working with a folk dance in Indonesia called Dolalak, and they're all in Central Java. And I was researching about almost a century of this trance dance and movement in Indonesia. And the last part of it was really looking at how it exists today in the contemporary society. And I found this sort of fascinating group called Dewi Arum, Dolalak dance group, which literally translated into like a second sweetie, because they're the second group that does this in the village. And they actually perform on TikTok, which I think by now they are like 1.9 million followers. So it sort of expanded like quite a lot or enormously during the pandemic time, where they couldn't do like a live performance or dance ritual in the village or in real life. And then they start dancing on TikTok and YouTube as well. So I was really fascinated like how sort of folk dance tradition could actually transit or translate into a digital space in our social media. So when he was telling me about this Indo role, and I was working so much obsessed with Dolala and into this sort of social media space, I thought that it's nice to make like a speculative work, just asking this question, like, what if the Indo rock and Dolala could meet in present day? So that's how this whole Biennale work, Exodus, came about.
Der Einfluss von Trance- und Tanzkultur ist weit bekannt durch die Entstehung der Genres Dance Music bzw. Techno-Musik. Laut des Künstlers liegt der Schlüssel in der Kraft der Vibration.
First thing that for me and like my own interpretation of how trance and dance culture if you could simplify it in a more academic way, that is actually just coming back down to vibration of the human body or music of the earth, but in with difference and repetition. So in all sort of trance and dance culture, it comes down to this idea of a vibration. And if you think about trance music, then it's also about the BPM, the beat, which is replacing the drum, the manual physical drumming when you common when you find all this dance ritual. So that's the first thing that I was looking at, this idea of the vibration, and also talking about tracing back any sort of dance tradition or history, especially in Java, which I sort of been working on in the last 10 years, that it is actually always a continuous adaptation to what people are doing now, the present. So it doesn't mean that when you wear a traditional costume, you are doing a traditional dance, but a lot of things sort of evolve, changes to what people in a way are consuming today as well. So in that sense, it's not dissimilar to how people consume social media. So I think I'm fascinated with all these sort of layers of this sort of a history or genealogy of this dance movement.
Seit 10 Jahren lebt und arbeitet Kaffay in Deutschland. Er fühlte schnell eine enge Verbindung mit dem Land und vor allem Berlin, wie er sagt.
I was studying in London actually back in 2009 to 2010, 11. And then after that, I was working around. I started working in Europe, and then I had this opportunity to start having a 1-year residency in Berlin at the Künstlerhaus Bethanien. So then once I went there, I started working. I sort of felt very comfortable working and living there. So then I stayed there ever since. So that's sort of like my sort of artistic practice in a way is quite based in Germany in the last 10 years. Yeah, I think mainly because I think I have the freedom to experiment.
Im Vergleich zu großen Teilen Asiens genießt Kaffay vor allem das langsamere Tempo deutscher Metropolen. Auch hier spielt Vibration wieder eine Schlüsselrolle.
I think what I really like about Berlin in particular is about actually the city that is so quiet. I mean, if I talk more in the sense that because I work a lot in Asia, sometimes I in the biological sense, I couldn't really rest well because there's so much things happening in Asia, like the city never sleep. Like you have so much LEDs, you have so much electronics, and there's a lot of, I call them the vibration that actually it never stopped vibrating. But I felt like I could really rest in Germany. I mean, in Berlin or Dusseldorf, you can just go to a park and you can also, it's a sort of like a different tempo to life, or it's a different lifestyle that you can really connect differently to your surrounding.
Eine Sache, die der Künstler zu schätzen weiß, ist der Umgang mit persönlichen Daten und dem Versuch, diese auch zu schützen, vor allem in Deutschland und darüber hinaus auch der gesamten EU.
I really sort of appreciate how the German is so is so good in protecting their data, their personal data, because the data production sort of awareness is so high in Germany that you don't give away a lot of your digital self or digital information away. That's something I like, that a lot of times people don't realize, like how much you give away yourself online.
Aber natürlich spielt auch das Essen eine zentrale Rolle, warum sich der Künstler auch nach 10 Jahren immer noch in Deutschland zu Hause fühlt.
I really like the German bread. I can't imagine myself saying that, but I do really like so many of the German breads. Yeah, it sort of came into my dietary system now.
Bis zum 10. Juni können Sie noch die Biennale in Sydney im Chow Chuck Wing Museum erleben und dort auch die Arbeiten von Choy Kaffay.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.